Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. The Giants are trying to recover from a bad week one loss to the Cowboys at home. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town with a couple of familiar faces. First, you have Mike Sullivan, the former Giants quarterback and wide receiver coach. He's the Bucs' offensive coordinator. And then Bill Sheridan, the former Giants defensive coordinator, is the defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay, hired by their new head coach, Greg Schiano. So the Bucs really a whole new football team. Now, the good news for the Giants, they're starting to get healthy. Their two hurt DBs, Prince Amukamara and, of course, Michael Coe. Coe is the hamstring. Prince, of course, has the high ankle sprain. They are coming back from their injuries. They both practiced this week, and they should play on Sunday. Then, of course, you have Marvin Austin, the Giants' defensive tackle. He worked this week. We'll wait and see. Make sure you check out the official injury report on Giants.com and keep an eye game time whether or not these guys will be back. The Bucs are fairly healthy. They have a young team on offense and defense. Both teams are very familiar with each other thanks to the coaching situation. It should be a lot of fun. A lot coming up on today's show. You hear from Chase Blackburn in a one-on-one with Anita Marks, offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride, defensive coordinator Perry Fuel, and, of course, from Paul Dottino. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. Let's throw it over to Anita Marks and Michael Eisen, guys.
Thanks, John. It's time for another edition of Michael Eisen's Mailbag. You ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it.
All right, week two, here we go. Joe in Saddle River wants to know, what adjustments do you think the Giants will make in the secondary this week?
Well, I think one is Prince Amukamara will start at right cornerback. He seems to be practicing pretty well this week. He has a little bit of a limp, but he is, no offense to Michael Coe, an upgrade. And I think everyone expects Corey Webster to play better than he did against Dallas last week.
Any chance, Jerron Hosley, maybe, possibly?
I think Jerron Hosley will play the nickel spot. I think he can play outside, certainly, and it wouldn't surprise me if he eventually did get a lot of work there, but I don't know about this game.
This is from Mike in Long Island, wants to know, when will the coaches decide to make Will Beatty a starter again on the offensive line?
Well, when they're convinced, A, that he's healthy, and B, that he can do a better job consistently than Sean Locklear, which he hasn't shown yet, but... My guess is at some point, Beatty will be back as the full-time left tackle starter.
And this is Evans in Queens wants to know, how many more touches do you think David Wilson will get this week? We heard Tom Coughlin say he's somewhat out of the doghouse.
Well, if he fumbles on his first one, he'll get one. But I suspect he's been working very hard at holding the ball high and tight. I don't know an exact number, but I would guess, you know, maybe 10 rushing attempts, throw him a couple of screen passes. I know that they very much want to get David Wilson more involved in the offense. They need his speed and explosiveness, but he has to hold on to the ball.
And I know that's what Giants fans want as well. Michael Eisen, Anita Marks for Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Why, thank you, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, a game the Giants need after starting the season 0-1 at home against the Cowboys.
No doubt, John. You know, Tom Coughlin loves to come up with words or mantras, and last year it was finish. I got a good suggestion for him this week. How about redemption?
And how about this? Run the football better, something the Giants could not do last week against the Dallas Cowboys. And they have an interesting challenge this week against a very active Bucs defensive line. Ahmad Bradshaw knows they will provide a huge challenge for that Giants running game.
Their front four, you know, they're very aggressive. They disrupt the offensive line a whole lot. You know, throw different things at them, a lot of twists and different things. So, you know, they were just, you know, in the Panthers' backfield a whole lot, and they were very disruptive up front. So, you know, we just got to just maintain our composure up front and, you know, just handle techniques and different things they throw at us, and I think we'll be fine.
Paul, you talk to everybody around the Giants. They talk about how fast this Buccaneer defense is. They will move to the ball, and last week they held the Carolina Panthers to 10 yards rushing.
That's true, John. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, their defensive front is only averaging about three years of experience across the line. So they're young, they're quick, their front seven really gets after it. They swarm, they get three or four guys to the ball every single time. But that's the key, John. They're a quick, finesse, speed type of defense. The best way to counteract them is get a hat on a hat, get physical with them, blow them off the ball, and play smash mouth.
And a little bit different is this Tampa Bay Buccaneer team than the traditional Tony Dungy, Tampa 2, cover 2. Rondé Barber is no longer a cornerback. Now he's playing safety. And offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows the Giants' offense will have its work cut out for them.
You're talking about the old Tampa 2, Tony Dungy. Those days are long gone. So they still have that, and that's still part of what they do. But they're a high pressure, moving, slanting, angling. As I mentioned earlier, I mean they are moving the line around a lot more than anybody else I've ever seen. They're not blitzing more, but they are definitely slanting and angling and really leaning heavily on the speed of their up front guys. So they'll play Tampa 2, they'll play man, but that's what you see, a pretty good 50-50 mix.
And Paul, Coach Gilbride mentioned all the movement up front. We talked about the running game impact, but against the pass, Gerald McCoy was the third overall pick a couple years ago. He had a couple of torn biceps, a lot of injury issues, but when he's on the field, he is very effective getting pressure up the middle. They use tons of stunts.
Yeah, they're very stout up front, John. And then, you know, Greg Schiano, the former Rutgers coach, who is now the coach at Tampa, was a defensive wizard, and he's even going to mix in some three-man fronts. You'll see a lot of blitzes coming from the secondary, you know, very, very aggressive now, and that, of course, creates a lot of matchup problems up in the front when guys are trying to handle those defensive linemen.
And the Giants will try to put some pressure on themselves. Last week against Tony Romo, none of the Giants' big defensive ends recorded a sack. None for Justin Tuck, none for Osu Minyura, and none for Jason Pierre-Paul. Who knows what the Giants' defensive line has to do better this week to put pressure on Josh Freeman.
That's the great thing about those guys, that the pride that they take in hits on the quarterback and sacks and doing what they do. When we put on the film, that's the reminder, okay? And yes, I get after them, you know, from that standpoint too, but they have a lot of pride in what they do and how they've made their living, so we expect them to perform much better.
Paul, surprisingly, the Giants did have two sacks, but they came from Linville Joseph and Rocky Bernard.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet that.
Tony Romo's very versatile. He's very agile. He can avoid the pressure, and so can Josh Freeman. But this Giant defense starts with pressuring the passer.
Yeah, there's no doubt, John, and especially with the secondary situation. You know, right now you've got Prince Amukamara nicked up with that bad ankle and Michael Coe coming off of a hamstring. Now, both guys have worked on a limited basis this week. It looks like Coe is probably going to be the starter, although it'll be a game-time decision. The bottom line is they need pressure up front to help those guys on the back line, or it's not going to happen for them. I will say this. Those guys are determined, John. They didn't like getting shut out last time.
No, they did not. And you know, Perry Fuel has been applying the pressure this week for the Giants defense to come out and play better. They didn't stop the Cowboys once in the second half. They scored on every single possession in game number one. Now, he knows the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will bring a different attack than the Dallas Cowboys did. The Cowboys like to air it out. Granted, DeMarco Murray ran the ball well, but he's going to expect to see a much more conservative and on-the-ground-based offense from the Tampa Bay Bucs.
I thought we played good ball in the first half. Then in the second half, I didn't think we played together as a defensive football team. I thought we were, for whatever reason, we didn't come together and play together. That was the most disappointing part of it.
And Paul, they have a rookie running back, much like the Giants do in David Wilson, Doug Martin. Much more fundamental, between the tackles, can do a little bit of everything, yeah. Classic running back.
Yeah, he's more of a pro-ready all-around back right now than David Wilson is. And look, you can see that evidenced by the fact that he's already won the starting job in Tampa. They gave him the ball 25 times last week, and he ran for about 90 yards. He is not afraid to go inside, to take hits, to get the physical yardage. But what he doesn't have that David Wilson has is breakaway speed. He is not a home run hitter, not a big play threat. And that means if you just play sound defense, make your hits, make your tackles, and measure up, you ought to be able to contain him.
And you want to contain him because you want to put the pressure on Josh Freeman, a guy who led NFL quarterbacks in giveaways last year. So they're being much more conservative, trying to protect the football. Paul Dottino will be back with us for final thoughts in just a second. But for now, let's go inside the locker room, where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with Chase Blackburn, who played for Bill Sheridan and against Mike Sullivan when both of them were here with the New York Giants.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Chase Blackburn. And Chase, first and foremost, give us, what's the feel of the locker room today? Unfortunately, you lose the Dallas Cowboys, but what's been the feel of the locker room? And you, as a veteran leader on defense and special teams, what's been your message to a lot of your teammates?
You know, the message is continue to work harder. It's a long season, and, you know, we just got to continue to get better every single day, every practice. And I think that's the, kind of been the attitude around the locker room. That's kind of what it's been. Every time we step on the field, we're trying to get better. There seems to be an enthusiasm there and you know, real preparation taking place between the meeting rooms and the field. So it's a good feel.
Now, interesting matchup with the Tampa Bay Bucs. You have Mike Sullivan, former quarterback coach, now the offensive coordinator, and he's implemented this offense with the Tampa Bay Bucs. So pretty interesting. You're going to be going up against a team that you actually practice against day in and day out.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. Obviously, we know kind of what to expect. I'm sure that they're going to change up all their cadences and their audibles and things like that. They know that a lot of us that have been here for a while pretty much got it down, what the calls are from the line of scrimmage, and I'm sure they probably won't use those, but at the same point, you know, we still have a gist of what their offense is going to be. It's also interesting that, you know, Bill Sheridan was our D coordinator, and he's also their defensive coordinator as well.
Talk about their running attack. Doug Martin, rookie running back, put up by, I believe, 25 carries for 95 yards against Carolina. I know that's been a big issue for you guys on defense, wanting to stop the run, and this young man looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. You know, last week we really did stop the run other than a few plays that, you know, two plays really that got out. And that's where most of the yards came from, was with two carries, maybe three. Whereas this week we've got to stay consistent and keep them to four or less every play, get some tackles for losses, get our momentum going, and play whatever defensive call is, make the adjustments, and fit up the run correctly.
Excited that Marvin Austin is going to join that defensive line to help you stop the run this week.
Definitely. I mean, he's a that's why we brought him here. You know, that's why we drafted him, and that's what we expect from him. So hopefully he'll be a great addition and be able to play this week.
He's Chase Blackburn. I'm Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time for our keys to the game. And, Paul, what's the one thing the Giants need to do to come away with a victory at 1 o'clock on Sunday at MetLife Stadium right behind us?
Well, you know, John, I'm going to go back to that running game again. You know, it's something we didn't see throughout the preseason. We didn't really see much of it against Dallas either. 80-something yards, but really not much of it was effective when they really needed it to be. I think the Giants have to be able to get Bradshaw and Wilson going. Now, Wilson fumbled on a second carry of Dallas and did not say another play from scrimmage. Tom Coughlin says he's trusting him a little bit out of the doghouse. He'll probably get a few carries. But the bottom line is, I think it's really going to be on Bradshaw. Bradshaw's going to have to touch this ball almost 20 times on Sunday, and I think he's got to have a big game.
And for me, the key for the Giants is to put the pressure on Josh Freeman, make him go out and win this game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He didn't have to do a whole lot last week with the Bucs running game and the great defense against the Panthers, but he's a young quarterback. He has been mistake-prone in the past. If you make him throw the ball a lot, you're probably going to get some turnovers, and that turns into a victory.
Yeah, it was actually much better in the first half last week against Carolina. Not so good in the second half. Not a bad move, Don, but I still got to run the ball.
Paul, we appreciate the time as always.
You got it.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Paul, for Anita, for Michael, my name is John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody.